You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Jack, pull your head in. It was only the Rebels. Jack, calm down. The Crusaders have won 2 out of 9 and are currently in 9th place. You calm down. look, I'm taking anything at the moment as a keen Crusaders fan. I'll get to more of your feedback in a couple of minutes, but Kevin Milne is with us this morning. Kia ora, Kevin.
The Rebels were dreadful.
They were terrible.
Absolutely dreadful.
They were terrible, but you know what? Given the season we've had so far, 39-0, we will take that.
And the return of a couple of really good players.
Yeah.
They made a huge difference last night, didn't it?
I think it made a massive difference, actually.
No, yeah.
It was good to see. And, you know, nice to see them turning things around. Hopefully the Warriors will be the next ones to turn things around, given they've had a bit of a rough couple of weeks as well. But never mind. We'll be catching up with our Sporto Andrew Saville on that all in a couple of minutes. But, Kevin, you've had a reflective week. And it has to be said, you absolutely love small town Anzac services. Tell us more.
Yeah. Jack, each year, Linda and I take part in our excellent Lozac Day service, rather than head into the formal function in Wellington. And one thing I like about small town services is that amidst the solemnity, it's the little things that always seem to go wrong.
Yes.
On Thursday, the pipe band and everyone marching had, as they say in the military, fallen in, but appeared to be waiting for something. Suddenly, from around the corner, a woman with a huge bass drum strapped to her front came sprinting up the road to take her place with the rest of the band. Dashing between Anzac Day commitments must be a hell of a job when you've got a big bass drum to strap on and off and haul in and out of your car. She deserved a medal. The march got underway and the bass drummer performed with admirable energy. But here's another little thing that went wrong, Jack. We were each given an order of service program with the words to the hymns and the anthems that we'd be singing. Unfortunately, unbeknown to many of us, an additional last line had incorrectly been printed at the end of the ancient hymn, "Lead Kindly Light Amid the Encircling Gloom." That added last line read, "The rest is all okay." I can only assume that this must have been included as part of the hymn itself. But the printer didn't pick up on that, and it appeared in the program as part of the hymn. As a result, for the first time in its 200-year history, "Lead Kindly Light Amid the Encircling Gloom" was ended in full voice by those of us unfamiliar with the hymn's ending. "To rest forever after early strife, in the calm light of everlasting life, the rest is all okay." A little modern for 1833, Jack. But it kind of suited, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if it had said "the rest is all well" or something, or "the rest is all even," "the rest is all kindly," or "the rest is all good," or something like that, then maybe. But it's like, "the rest is all okay."
Yeah, and of course, I didn't really catch up with it till I found myself singing it. So as soon as I got home, I checked up, and there was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir version. And there's no mention of the rest being all okay on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought it was classic small town, wonderful ceremonies, fantastic effort, but always some little thing seems to go wrong.
You're absolutely right, and I love that because it gives a really personal dimension, I think. And it must be said that, and I know these aren't necessarily small towns, but it must be said that it sort of seems like this year's Anzac Day had a had a unique number of little hiccups at various commemorative events. So you had it was too windy in Wellington. Yeah, okay, that was too windy, and fair enough. But so in New Plymouth, you had the car parked outside the cenotaph.
Right.
So they had the car parked outside the cenotaph, which came from a backpacker from the UK who didn't realise that they would be gathering outside the cenotaph at dawn the next morning. And so she was looking for a place to park her car, parked her car there, thought that'd be a great place. And so they had to get on the speaker and say, can anyone who's strong enough to lift a car, can you please come forward? And heroically, they managed to all lift the car together and move it across the car park. So you had that in New Plymouth. And then in Queenstown, they were all gathering on the Edith Cavell Bridge, and the shot over jet roared past right in the middle of the and it wasn't it wasn't like a flyby like the Air Force do in some of the big cities or anything. This is though everyone was gathering there. The last post was playing, and then you heard 700 horsepowers V8s tearing past the shot over bridge. Well, although it must be said, there's a good lesson in that as well. The shot over jet people were just immediately, unreservedly apologized. They just said, I think they literally said, we apologize unreservedly for the disturbance. It was our mistake. We're really sorry. And it was a good example of, just making a good apology and everyone moving on. But, there's a sitcom or a play or something to be written about small town New Zealand Anzac ceremony sometime. Because like you said, there's always something just slightly off, right?
It couldn't have happened to a better him, could it?
Yeah.
Need kindly light amid the encircling gloom.
Yeah, yeah.
To have an added line, the rest is all okay at the end of it. Oh, no, I love that.
Yeah, the rest is all okay. Hey, thank you so much, Kevin. That's a great little story. Really appreciate that.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.